It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. It is Tuesday morning. I'm on the way to work. It is raining, so I hope that that does not mess up the audio here too much on this podcast. Coming to you this morning with a couple of things that I wanted to get off my chest. First of all, last week was a pretty amazing occurrence here in the Cleveland, Ohio area. We had a total solar eclipse. And not only did we have a total solar eclipse, but Cleveland was in the path of totality. And effectively what that means is for something like 4.5 minutes here in my hometown, it was pitch dark in the middle of the day at 3:15 or 3:20 or whatever time it was. And going into this, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't super excited for it. I wasn't super, you know, I was like, whatever, it's going to get dark in the middle of the day. And then I experienced it, and it was pretty amazing. It was, so I went over to my in-law's house. My father-in-law is a huge fan of astronomy. Like, he's all in. He's part of the astronomy club. He has multiple telescopes that are worth more than my car. And he had an amazing setup for us to observe the total eclipse. And if you're not familiar, you know, you can't look at eclipse at the sun, obviously, without special glasses. And so you put on these special glasses and you can start to see the moon overtake or move in front of the sun. And then once you get to totality, you can actually take your glasses off and you can look directly at the sun or what's left of the sun. And you've got kind of this perfect ring around the what would be the moon. You can actually see, we could see sun flares coming off of it. And it was a really special thing, a very moving thing to experience. And I didn't think that it would be. I have to admit I was wrong, and it was very cool. In those 4 minutes of totality, I thought about my brothers and sisters at Kill the Can. And my phone didn't do it justice, but I had to, within those 4 minutes, open up my phone and record a quick message and just say, hey, quitters, you know, it's a wonderful time to quit. It is a once in a lifetime opportunity, or at least it was for me, to be in the path of totality, not have to travel to it. And I don't know, I wanted to make sure that I took at least a moment within those 4 minutes to let you know that I was thinking about you. I was thinking about my quit. I was thinking about our quit. And I guess that just goes to show that even after all these years, my quit is super, super important to me. And everybody in the Kill the Can community is super, super important to me. Another kind of thing that happened recently, I am a huge professional wrestling geek. I have been for the better part of 40 years. I watched professional wrestling with my grandfather when I was probably 6 or 7. I'm pretty convinced my grandfather thought it was real. And I didn't get to spend a ton of time with my grandfather growing up. He lived in Chillicothe, Ohio. And again, we lived in the Cleveland area, eastern side of Cleveland. And so I only got to see him maybe 3 or 4 times a year. This was my mother's father. But every time we would go visit him, he would have a old school WWF magazine sitting there waiting for me that I could leaf through. You know, and Saturday morning we would watch pro wrestling. We would watch, you know, this is back in the day of, you know, Don Morocco and Pedro Morales and, you know, way, you know, early Hulk Hogan, early Undertaker, that kind of thing. So WrestleMania was this past weekend, WrestleMania 40. And as I've done for 40 years, I watched WrestleMania. And I won't bore you with a lot of kind of, I certainly won't go into any sort of review or anything like that here, because I know there's not a lot of professional wrestling fans that are maybe listening to this. But I will, this is what I wanted to talk about on the podcast today. There's a particular professional wrestler who was in the main event this weekend, and his name is Cody Rhodes. And coming up to this event, Cody Rhodes, the kind of tagline of this entire event was, will Cody Rhodes finish the story? Will he finish his story? And ultimately, he did. And it was the culmination of a two-year story in professional wrestling where Cody ultimately beat a guy named Roman Reigns. He beat him for the championship. And he finished his story. And then the next night, he started a new story. On Monday Night Raw, the night after WrestleMania, the night after the culmination of a two-year story, he was on to the next story. And this is where this kind of ties into your quit and my quit. And we talk a lot about milestones along the way. And we talk a lot about getting to the finish line. But the reality is, quitting dip, quitting nicotine, is not a story that you can end. You get to a milestone, whether it's 100 days, 10 days, a month, a year, 10 years, whatever it is. You get to a milestone, and that next day happens, and you have to continue the story. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't celebrate finishing that part of the story the way Cody Rhodes did. Cody Rhodes got to the culmination and finished that story. And then he woke up the next day. And one day at a time, he has to continue that story. And one day at a time, we have to tackle and continue our quit. It's not to say to ignore or not to worry about milestones, but just recognize that tomorrow will bring the next chapter of that story. And I realize, you know, hey, you can make fun of me for watching professional wrestling. But again, I just wanted to relay that story because it's amazing how everything in my life continues to kind of be looked at through the lens of being free from my addiction and continuing to tackle my addiction one day at a time, even though I am at this point almost 18 years removed from it. And this is not a podcast about me by any stretch of the imagination. This is a podcast and this is a community about all of us and what we are collectively dealing with. And again, for me, these two examples between the totality of the eclipse and then that totality that ends 4 minutes later, it continues. The sunlight comes back. The struggle comes back. The craves come back. The challenges of being free come back. So the eclipse, the victory, the totality, and then 4 minutes later, the sun, and then Cody Rhodes finishing his story, and then the next day starting a new chapter of his story. One day at a time, quitters. celebrate those milestones, celebrate those victories, and then refocus on today. Because one day at a time is how you will be successful. It is an honor to quit with you. I'll talk to you soon, quitters.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.